Morning. And if you were asked this question, and I'm going to ask just a few of you. Valerie, what is a Christian? To be Christ-like. What is a Christian? What's a Christian? Giggles. Amen. What is a Christian? Huh? No, what is a Christian? What is it to be a Christian to you? Yes. Think about heaven. What is it to be a Christian? What is it to be a Christian? Amen. So, as you saw, amen, everybody gave a different answer. Let's go ahead and read the book of Acts. Acts 11. We're going to start in verse 19. Acts 11. We're going to start in verse 19. Everybody was like, man, I'm glad Pastor didn't pick me. And those that God picked, oh, why did you pick me? And those that wanted to get picked say, why didn't you pick me? The book of Acts, chapter 11, we're going to start in verse 19. If you're there, say amen. If you can't find us still, just say, oh my, amen. We're going to go ahead and proceed, glory to God. Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word, amen, to no one but the Jews only. Some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Verse 22. Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. When he came and seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many of people were added to the Lord. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Paul. And when he had found him, he brought him into Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many of people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. What is a Christian this morning? Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory. We ask you this morning, God, that you would take over my life. Speak through me, God. Let me not speak upon my own self, but let me be used gloriously for your purpose and your will. Have your way this morning in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Over the years, we've seen every different, amen. It's dwindled down a little bit, but for a time, there was documentaries on every single subject that you can think of. How many would say amen? There's been documentaries on weight loss, weight gain, a number of different things, amen, that we can say is good for us. In these different documentaries, what they did is they stopped people on the street and asked for their opinions. Some of the answers were hilarious, but some were serious. Some are funny, and some were sad. The thing about it is that in every single one of those opinions, none was in agreement because they all had their different opinion. So none of them were the same. Just like I did the thing this morning. What is a Christian? Amen. They went from one, amen, to the other, amen, four or five, six people, amen. But every single one of them had a different answer. Can I tell you, amen, everybody has their own opinions. They all think that their opinion is the right one. Amen. How many would say that what I said was right? Everybody else was wrong. Amen. It's really, and those opinions are really good when it comes to politics. Pastor, don't go there. Everybody has their opinion, not only on politics, but politicians. If I mentioned a name, Biden or Trump, you and I can sit here all day and talk about nothing but everything about those two people. Amen? There will be various different opinions expressed, not only about them, but upon politics in general. The thing is that not all of them are always, not all of the opinions expressed. You know, I get a kick when I'm listening to a talk show, and before the talk show starts, you have to hear a public service announcement. The opinions expressed by this person are not necessarily the opinions that we believe in. Amen? That's what they have to say. Sometimes, amen, none of them are right. So what if, amen, one of those questions was asked like I asked already, what is a Christian? What kind of answers or opinions do you think we would get? I just asked a few people here. Imagine if you asked people on the outside. We are in church this morning, but what would the answers be if you asked that question outside of church? What is a Christian? The answers would vary. A Christian is someone who believes in God. I believe there is a God. He or she is out there somewhere watching over us. There's a higher power, and I believe that there's a higher power. A Christian is someone who believes that there is something out there in somewhere land. Amen? A Christian is someone who tries to live a good life and treats other people rightly or in a good manner. They do their best. They do the best they can. The good parts outweigh their bad. They try to help others. On occasions, amen, Christians are those that try to live, amen, and let their lives live. A Christian is someone who has Christian parents. How many have ever said that? I'm a Christian because my parents are Christians. Or you have a Christian spouse. I'm a Christian because I was born. My parents are Christians, and I'm their child. I'm a Christian because my family are Christians. It is the passing of a birthright They're Christians, so by natural birthright, I have to be a Christian. I got it because they got it. I'm a Christian because my families, they are Christian. Because my family, they are Christians. A Christian is someone who gives money to a church. It is what the church does. So I love what the church does. So I give them money to support them. That makes me a Christian. They have good causes. And I'm a good person. So I give my money to do good. I'm a Christian because I support the church financially. I'm a Christian. Amen. A Christian is someone who's been baptized. How many have ever believed that? I'm a Christian because I've been baptized. I've been dunked. I've been sprinkled. I've gone through catechism. I've been confirmed. Don't go there, Pastor. I got my certificate on the wall. So that makes me a Christian. I'm a Christian because I've done the right stuff. A Christian is someone who goes to church. I signed the membership, Pastor. I have my name on the church roll. If you go look at the things that we have done, you'll see that my name is on there. So that makes me a Christian. I'm a Christian because I go to church. See, all of these things mentioned, amen, are opinions. That if you ask people in the streets, amen, those are things and more things that they would reply. To find the answer, amen, what is a Christian? Can I tell you, the only way that we will find what a Christian is to be able to look at what the Word of God tells you and I that what is a Christian. Because the Bible this morning is a roadmap. It is a book for Christians. Can I tell you? It is not there for you, amen, to just have it on, amen, a nightstand to just be looking good. You know, my dad, when I was younger, my dad went out and he says, "Son, I brought something home." He told us all. He said, "Kids, I brought something home." I said, "What is it?" We're excited. Because listen, we didn't have a lot of things new in our house. Amen. So we come home. Amen. He comes home and he brings this one thing. And then he goes into the room and locks it up. But then he tells us about it. I bought a Bible. But we've never seen it from the time he brought. I've never, ever seen the Bible because what he did was he brought it home. He told us he had something. He spent a lot of, it cost me a lot of money, he said. But I never seen it. I never, listen, to this day, I cannot tell you what that Bible looks like. And that's probably been 45 years or more. Because it is locked up in a briefcase that only he has the combination. See, the Bible this morning, what it does is it tells about itself. It says, amen, that it was inspired by God, spoken through the Holy Spirit to men, amen, that are righteous. See, the Bible tells you and I this morning, amen, that God speaks. through one thing, and that is His Word. See, here in our text, in just a few verses, we are able to see how Christians, people who are Christ-like, that's what a Christian is, people who are more and more like Christ, how they lived their lives. If these people, amen, were Christians, then possibly, maybe, this can be a start point for our lives on how you and I this morning should live our lives. We can look at their experience. We can look at how they lived. We can look at the things that they did, amen, that made them Christians. So what makes a Christian? Verse 20. It says, but some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. See, they heard about the good news. How many know that it is the good news? Amen. The good news about Jesus Christ. Every single one of them, amen. Every single one of us this morning can't start our lives, how many know, with bad news? Bad news is all that human beings, amen, are many of times. See, but God lets you and I know that there is a better way, that there is a more right way, amen. There is a holy way that you and I can live. We are to live our lives like God wants, folks. Not like you and I want, or not like you and I wish. We need to live our lives like God wants you and I to live. That's where you find in the good news. See, he knows, can I tell you? He knows what's better for you than what you know. But we have all failed. And how many know, amen, that all of us have failed, amen, in living a life that God wants you and I to live? We have intentionally, amen, disobeyed God. How many have ever told your kid, don't do that if you have children? Or your husband, your wife, don't do that. I'm going to show you. I got my own opinion. I'm going to do what I want. Amen? It might not happen in yours because you got angels, but my kids, they did that. Amen? I told them not to do. And when I turned, yeah, I heard you, but psh. And they did what they wanted. That's just my kids, not yours. See, the Bible says this morning that the wages of sin is death. We are under the same death sentence. God this morning, amen, He holds you and I accountable. It's not your parents' fault. Amen. I know we want to put the blame game. It's not your husband's fault. It's not your wife's fault. It's not your sister in the Lord's fault. It's not your brother in the Lord's fault. It's our fault because we are accountable for our own actions. We can't put the blame game on anybody else. We need to put the finger and point it to you and I. Because we are, listen to me, folks, we are accountable for our own actions. But, amen, God still sought for a way that even though we are all accountable for our own sins, amen, He has given you and I a way, amen, to get out of that death sentence. He sent Jesus to bear the punishment for our sins. Jesus took, our place, and he placed our faults upon himself. See, the good news is that we can be this morning forgiven. Even though you are guilty, even though, they know that you were caught, red-handed, you were there, your hands were in the cookie jar, listen to me this morning, God can forgive you. We can be made right. We can live not only for the here, but we can live, for the forever, eternity. We can live that life, not only, here, but we can live it with God because of what Jesus Christ has done for you and I. Verse 21, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. See, they believed in the good news. They did more than just receive knowledge, intellect. They absorbed it. They trusted it. God's hand was now upon their lives. God began to work in their heart. And they were able, as the Bible says, to allow the scales of their life to now be removed. They were able to see the truth and accept the truth, and not only see those things, but to believe the truth. Let me ask you this morning, do you believe, this morning in the truth, the Word of God? The Bible says that the Word of God is infallible. Infallible. That means that, listen, it's inerrant. Many of people have tried to prove that wrong, but it's still true. The Word of God is inerrant. It's infallible. See, this morning, when you and I hear the good news, we have a choice. See, the Bible says, that God draws you and I to himself. He works in our heart. Amen. He removes the blinders, the veil. As he works, we hear the good news and we have a choice. Can I tell you? God is not going to make you do something that you do not desire to do. Amen. He's a gentleman, the Bible says. That's why when you and I decide, now it's because you've decided. He didn't make you a robot. Yes, yes, yes. That's all you say is yes, yes. He didn't make you a robot. He made you to have your own, personal will. See, is God opening your eyes this morning to the truth, to the good news of Jesus Christ? Then if he is doing that, believe this morning and trust in him. In verse 21, they believed and they turned to the Lord. See, when you turn, you start walking or you start heading in a different direction, folks. The word repent means to turn from the direction that you are going and you turn to God. See, in the military, there is a word called about face. Many of times we think that we have done an about face. But when we do an about face, we don't turn and go to God. We just go in a different direction. Amen. Have you turned to God? Because that's what's going to make the difference in your life. It's not just you going in a different direction. Well, now I was going that way, so obviously I'm going this way now. But that still didn't make you go to God. See, repentance. Repenting means that you, amen, to own up. And this is going to blow our minds. Repenting means that you are going to have to own up to you, to who you are. God, this is who I am. God, this is where I was headed, but I know that I need to go in a different direction. How many here this morning, you need your lives, amen, to go in a different direction. If that is you this morning, then you need to repent. Repenting is admitting to yourself. Can I tell you? You don't like admitting that you are wrong. Because, amen, we always want to be right. God, I was heading. I'm going in the wrong direction. Repenting is turning towards the direction of God. The way and the place that God wants you to go. Insanity means you keep doing it over and over without any different result. Okay, I've tried it. Let me do it again. Amen. When are you going to finally start trusting in God? When are you going to stop hitting yourself against the wall? I've done it before, but maybe it'll be differently. Same results. Okay, let me do it again. I was expecting something different, but yet it's the same results. You know why? Because you have not repented. You have not admitted. God, maybe, possibly I'm going in the wrong direction. God, where do you want me to go? That's repentance. God, what do you want me to do? See, when you and I hear the good news in our hearts, we have a choice to believe who God is or not. It is there at that point that if you believe in who God is, it is there at that point that if you, amen, believe in who God is, you will see the love of God for the very first time. And you will see where God wants you to be and where God wants you to go. Will you this morning? Turn from the life of self to now the life of God. That's your choice. In a few more minutes, I'm going to dismiss the service. You can go and say that pastor was crazy. That's your choice. Amen. You can say, why did he say that? That's your choice. But the truth about it is that are we going to continually do the same things, Or are we going to allow God to now, amen, take us in a different direction? Verse 23, as I come to a close. When he came and he had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them that with purpose of their heart, they should continue with the Lord. See, they were called Christians because they, amen, experienced the full grace of God upon their lives. Can I tell you something, folks? To be honest, I should not be here today. People say you were lucky. For 15 years of my life, I drove, amen, inebriated. That means drunk. Me and my wife would look at each other and say, "You drive." My wife would, first thing she'd say is, "I can't." "You drive." Can I tell you? I, for many of years in my life, did not know how I got from here to there, to here to there, and ultimately back home. I would wake up and I'd tell my wife, "How did we get here?" Listen to me. Even in the midst of my sinful life, even in the midst of me not following God, I look back and I'm like, "God, why did you have me here?" I had a gentleman that was about from here to Mallory. All I saw was the gun pointed at me. Bah! Nothing shot out. When I saw the gun and he pointed and he... psh, I looked and I said, "Am I alive? Am I dead? Where am I?" It's God's grace. Not only the first time, folks, that I had a gun pulled at me. That's God's grace. Because how many times, listen to me. I know you can say, "Well, Pastor, it's just..." No, listen to me. Somebody points a gun at you. They fire. From here to there, what, 10, maybe? 12 feet, maybe? Give or take? How many times is that bullet not going to go out? Amen? But yet I'm still here. Why? God's grace. See, that's what they experienced. They experienced the grace of God. Grace is getting what you don't deserve. See, what we deserved was the death sentence, because you and I lived the life contrary to what God wanted for us. But because God has offered you and I grace, you and I this morning can experience more and more and more of the grace of God. Not only a grace to deliver you, amen, from eternal death, but the grace to live, the grace of God to live your life for the here and now, folks. That's what God is able to give you. See, that's what they experienced. They experienced a new life. Verse 26. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch, So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many of people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. They became disciples. Disciples are learners. When you and I believe, when we trust and we turn to God, you and I are to learn. We are to follow Him wholeheartedly. We are to develop. That's why you cannot, listen to me, you cannot be a Christian if your parents have a relationship with God, but you don't, you cannot be. When you get saved, you now begin to build a relationship with our Heavenly Father. See, you and I this morning are not just to have God there in our side pocket, so that you can take them out when you need help. Okay, I needed help, God. Help me. Now let me put you back. Amen. He is to be there with you, guiding you. God, am I making the right choices? No, then don't do it. Am I making the right choices? Yes. Continue forward. March on. But that's what you get when you have a relationship. Amen? See, when you have a relationship with somebody, they are able to tell you the best thing that they think for you because they know you. Amen? Ask yourself this morning, do I have a relationship with my Heavenly Father, or do I just take them out whenever I need them to something and then I put them back? Okay, God, when I want you again, I know where you are. I'll go get you. Ask yourself a question this morning. Am I a Christian? You have to dig deep, folks, on why you think you are. Because if we think that we are because we are deserving of it, then we need to look at the manual that'll tell you and I if we truly are. Let me have your head bowed and your eye closed this morning. You're here this morning, and you're not saved. You're here this morning, you're not right with God. Are you a Christian? If not, you have a choice this morning. You have an option. You came in. Are you going to leave in the same way that you came into the church? Or do you want to leave changed, transformed, renewed? The presence of God now upon your life. You can accept Jesus Christ into your life. Maybe you came in and you're not a Christian. You've never surrendered your life to Christ. Would you simply do one thing for me this morning? I'm not going to put you on the mic. I'm not going to put you in front of all I want to do, all I want to do this morning is pray for you. You've never surrendered your life to Christ. Would you simply lift up your hand? Pastor, that's me. That's me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I need a new direction. I've been going in the same way, and it keeps giving me the same results. I need to turn to God. That's you this morning. You need Jesus. You need the Lord in your life. Would you do one thing? Would you lift up your hand? Pastor, that's me. I want to give my life to Christ. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Lift it up. God sees that hand. Anybody else? You're here in this place and you want to surrender. You can put your hand down. You want to surrender your life. Maybe you're a backslider. You've known about the things of God. But you put God off to the side. I can do things on my own. You have placed God in a position where you know what, but yet you have decided, God, I can do things now on my own. And you've moved God completely out of your picture. But you want God to be in your life once again. You're a backslider this morning. Would you simply do one thing? Lift up your hand. Accept Jesus once again. You're a backslider. You're not right with God, but you want to accept Jesus into your life once again. Pastor, that's me. I want to surrender my life to Jesus once again. Amen. If you lifted up your hand, would you look at me? Jesse, would you come? Would you come? Come on, Chris. What is a Christian? Christian is one that has trusted in the Lord. Lives his life in the Lord. Has turned from his ways. And now lives for Christ. Maybe God is speaking to you this morning. We have an altar call. That in that altar call, what we do is, amen, we come before God on what God spoke to through the service. God, let me be the best that I can be, God. Not in myself, but in you. Maybe God is dealing with you right now. Maybe God is speaking to you right now. Maybe God is guiding you right now. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. Allow God this morning to help you. Where you and I are going to find, we're going to find ourselves, folks, there at the altar call. They came and they brought the sacrifice. What things need to be sacrificed from your life? What things need to be surrendered from your life? What things need to be given to God from your life? Pastor, I'm holding on to these things. Pastor, I'm holding on. Give it to God. Don't let those weights drag you down, but let the hand of God carry you forward. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch. God, you help. God says, I'm pleased with you. Many a times, you think I've served God. Maybe this has gone through your mind even recently. I've served God. What is the point? You're a testimony. You're a testimony. of longevity. And can I tell you, God says, as he said with Job, I'm pleased. Just you living your life for Christ. Just you saying, God, I'm going to trust in you. My life, it's been poured out. But it's going to continue to be poured out more and more and more. You've trusted God. How long you been saved? Oh, Jesus. That's a long time. A long time. Can I tell you? God's not done with you. Okay? He's not done with you. You're going to see a greater, where the latter years, you think it's a, many of people think those are the golden years. No, your latter years are going to be better than the beginning. Okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for Nixon. God, I pray you move, you help, you touch. I pray an encouragement, God, upon his life. Thank you for everything you do in Jesus' name. Let's give God glory. Amen. Church, we can go this morning. And we can say, God, later for the old me. I can't even see that person in my rear view. Because I'm driving and I'm moving forward in God. Not in me. That person is way behind. I've left them in the dust. Don't go back for him. Don't go back for her. Let's trust in what God has. Amen. Joey, won't you pray this morning?